Dr. Sandy, how can I help my child to feel not so anxious?
So we first really need to understand this word anxious and anxiety. And we need to ask ourselves, where does it come from? Because in actual fact, the truth is, you know, that there is no test. There's no blood test. There's no way to test for anxiety. So it's a word that someone has created that we now use very loosely. And for me, anxiety is a child who is not feeling comfortable in his or her own skin. So what is the underlying root cause of that? Why would a child not feel comfortable with who he or she is? And basically the answer to that is, it's because the child does not feel that he or she is enough, does not feel worthy. So we have to deal with the underlying root cause, which is a sense of not enoughness. In terms of how does a parent deal with a child who has this kind of discomfort inside of them that we call anxiety, which comes from that sense of not enoughness? Well, first of all, the very most important thing to do is to realize you cannot talk your child out of being anxious. You cannot convince your child that he or she does not have to be anxious. There's nothing to be anxious about because they're so wonderful and everything is going to be so fine. You can't convince them to give up their anxiety. In fact, the more you try to talk to them about it, the more anxiety you will create because you're creating stress. So we have to realize, number one, that we can't fix them through talking about it. In fact, I would so recommend that we do not focus on the word anxiety, we don't use it, and we don't focus on that behavior. So what do we focus on instead? Well, we talk to them about how wonderful they are. We look for the aspects of their being that makes them so special, so unique, so different, so talented, and it has to be authentic. We have to see those characteristics being displayed, and then every time we see the child displaying a particular characteristic that is wonderful and that is unique to them, we talk about it. So it may sound like something like, David, you know, you are such a kind person. I just love how kind you are. And being kind is just the most special thing that a human being can be. People will always want to be around you because you're so kind. I'm just so lucky to have such a kind son. So now what are we doing? Is we are strengthening the child from the inside, because essentially the anxious child is feeling afraid that they do not have the resources to deal with the expectations and the pressures that the world is putting upon them. And then there is one final but hugely important piece to this, and that is we have to know that anxious moms and anxious dads create anxious children who find it very difficult to give up on their anxiety, because anxiety is very contagious. So we need to look at our own anxiety, and as parents, we need to find the tools to be calm, to be serene, truly, no faking, because you cannot fake it with children, just to truly find that centered, calm place inside of us.